I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office expects its investigation of the officer involved in the shooting death of a homeless man earlier this month will be wrapped up and given to the 4th District Attorney late this week or early next week. Sheriff Jay Russell says the department finished interviewing witnesses last week and feels findings are nearly ready to be handed over to the DA, who will have the final say. Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office was asked to investigate the December 4th shooting of Raymond Keith Martinez, who was shot by a West Monroe police officer in front of a convenience store. The name of the West Monroe police officer involved in the shooting has not been released. The officer was not injured and has been placed on administrative leave with pay during the investigation. Rob Manus, a Republican who ran an unsuccessful Tea Party-backed campaign for the U.S. Senate earlier this year, is not leaving politics. Manus, who came in third in the November primary, announced yesterday he's starting a political action committee called Gator Pack to support conservative candidates as well as proposals. The name is a play on Manus' campaign ads that compared Washington to a swamp and career politicians to alligators. Manus was a political newcomer when he launched his Senate campaign and surprised many with his fundraising ability and upstart effort. U.S. Senator David Vitter will headline a fundraising event for the PAC next year. Manus also has support for the effort from Republican Bill Cassidy, who defeated Democrat incumbent Mary Landrieu earlier this month to win the Senate seat. The Louisiana Workforce Commission has launched a new online mobile tool that will help people find careers that interest them while supporting the standard of living they want to maintain. LWC spokesman Tom Gorisco says it's called My Life, My Way. It's a fun way to envision the life you want.
So you can make sure that if you want to drive a brand new pickup truck or live in a certain kind of a house, it factors that in based on what city you've chosen and will connect you to the right careers.
Orisco says users can learn how much they need to earn by choosing from 8 regions in the state, then making lifestyle choices about housing, food, transportation. He says the app will then connect you to the appropriate career.
And you can either apply for jobs directly, or if you don't qualify and it's a journey or a process, you can connect to training providers in your area that will prepare you.
He says it's a great tool for students, but it can be used by anyone who may be thinking of relocating in the state and how much it would cost to live there and keep your current lifestyle. With the KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies early today with a high in the low 50s, then a 50% chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight with a low in the low 40s. This is KEDM News.